Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi everyone. In case you're listening for the first time, I'm Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief of Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Sustainable investing, or investing that is good for business and good for the planet, has had a lot of interest of late. So we thought we'd do a mini episode on this topic, particularly on climate change. Now, we all talk about climate change, but are there any other new things happening or new developments in this space that not a lot of people know about? And to help us with this, we are excited to have as our special guest, Virginia Martin-Harris, Portfolio Manager at JP Morgan Asset Management, one of the largest global asset management houses in the world. She's normally based in London, so I'm really happy to be talking to her and explaining this to our Australian-based investors. Virginia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Michelle. A pleasure to be here.
I'm very passionate about sustainable investing myself, and everyone talks about climate change. But tell us, as a fund manager, what are the things that are kind of little known to a lot of investors?
So let's take a step back, because how we think about climate change is how society is asking policymakers and governments and corporates to effectively tackle climate change. So we think of it in terms of the policymaking and also in terms of the corporate behavior. When people think about the fight against climate change, people think getting rid of fossil fuels, maybe driving an electric car. However, as you said, there are lesser known initiatives which we think are very, very powerful, like building renovations and energy efficiency. Did you know that buildings account for 19% of greenhouse global emissions?
No, 19%, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
exactly, exactly. So that is why energy efficiency in buildings is so important. And we start to see that a number of governments are focusing on that and are doing policy to support that. And actually, the lead is being taken by the European Union. So through the European Green Deal, and what they expect is that energy renovation in building, the rates of energy renovation in buildings will double over the next 10 years. Now, when I talk about energy renovations and buildings, what are we talking about? So we're talking about focusing on old buildings, on maybe public buildings that haven't been renovated for a while. We're talking about replacing old heating and cooling systems and decarbonizing them. So basically getting a new, more efficient aircon system, getting more efficient lighting, etc. And all of that has a massive cumulative effect.
So how is it that no one's really thought about it before? Is it just something that's just kind of, we're just coming around to understanding right now?
I think it's because maybe it was thought about before, but now there is a concerted effort in policymaking, and there is a lot of support and a lot more awareness for it. So, for example, in Europe, they will put direct funding for this. They also will partner with private institutions, and they will also put more money for research into efficiency. So all of this, it's one of these things that it's extending into all, let's say, spheres of public life.
So here in Australia, we have this amazing super funds that invest in buildings, and they're putting the pressure on the construction industry to make sure that these are like six-star buildings or they are energy efficient, for example.
Exactly.
But what would you say to our listeners who think, well, that's a global trend. How would that impact my money or my investments if I'm based here in Australia?
Yeah, exactly. So we think there are a number of industrial companies that actually are exposed to these trends. So to more efficient aircon units, for example, or more efficient lighting. So, and we think that when analysts do their modeling, they haven't fully baked in how powerful and long-term these trends are. So we think there are a number of companies where this trend is really not built into expectations, into forecasts. And that's why we're focusing on it. So again, doing business, making a return for clients by what we think is doing good.
And kind of a little sneak peek into your world. So people think, so what do fund managers do on a day-to-day basis, right? So do you find that as part of your role, is that every day you're constantly looking at these opportunities? Is that what happens behind the scenes?
Well, maybe not every day, but continuously, yes. So looking for ideas is one of the main jobs of a fund manager. We look for ideas, we talk to policymakers, we talk to experts, we do a lot of debating within the team, we pull ideas together because, again, this is a team-based effort. The search for ideas is one of the largest parts of the job. And then those ideas, which, again, are in isolation, we put them together in a portfolio. So it's what we call portfolio construction, because we need to make sure that we are within certain risk limits. We need to make sure that we are diversified. We need to make sure that we have a resilient portfolio that performs in not just what we think is the central case, but in a number of scenarios. So you can think of our job as having two main components, idea generation and portfolio construction.
Amazing, amazing. So to recap, if you are thinking about sustainable investing, it's not just about fossil fuels. It's not just about EVs or electric vehicles. You have this third leg, if you like, about buildings being renovated.
Exactly.
And you call that the renovation rate.
The renovation rate is all the changes that you make to a building to make it more energy efficient. So all those changes that they are going to ramp up over the next 10 years, particularly in the EU, because that's what policy aims.
The focus is on. Amazing. So in short, there will be plenty of investment opportunities for those who are quite passionate about putting their money into sustainable investing or climate change investing.
Yeah, we think so too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. Our dear money listeners, Virginia is expert at the language of Spanish,
yes.
French, English. You're learning Hindi at the
yes.
moment, but you also understand the language of climate change. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. So if you're just joining us for the first time, once again, it's Michelle Baltazar, editor-in-chief of Money Magazine. You can contact us on podcast@moneymag.com.au or subscribe to this podcast to get our weekly episodes. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.